You're listening to SBS News.
We're flying over the parched plains of southern Somalia, heading to the heart of what could soon be declared a new famine. We've had to fly to Baidoa because the roads are not safe. All around the city of Baidoa, the countryside is controlled by Islamist militants. To gauge the impact of the drought here, we're heading to the main hospital. I've seen these scenes so many times over the years, particularly here in Somalia. Back in 2011 when there was famine, back in 2017 when there was very nearly a famine and many thousands died, and again here today in Baidoa. All around me, children being weighed, being put in little scales, emaciated children, some of them too weak to cry. The mother's trying to comfort them. In the past few months, hundreds of thousands of people have trekked into Baidoa to escape the drought. They're living on the outskirts in homemade huts. There's a big crowd around the one local water point, huge rows of yellow jerry cans waiting to be filled. And what's very striking here and around this camp is that almost overwhelmingly the adults here are women. And that's because we're told most men of fighting age are being held back by the conflict, either because they're not being allowed out by various armed groups or because they're members of those, either of Al-Shabaab, the Islamist militants, of local clan militias, or of the Somali National Army. Somalia, of course, has been engulfed in various forms of conflict since the early 1990s, and they've continued here really without a break for the last three decades. This recent video shows Somali government troops further north making significant ground against Al-Shabaab. But in much of the countryside, communities remain trapped by the conflict, unable to receive aid. Those who manage to reach safety in Baidoa represent just a fraction of those in need. I'm sitting now with 50-year-old Hadija Abukar. Her daughter, 2.5 years old, Naima, has had fever, swelling and severe malnutrition. She's looking a little better now. They come from a village that's under the control of Al-Shabaab, about 40 kilometres from here. In fact, she's just telling me that on the phone she heard just yesterday that the rest of her family have had to go into hiding in the bushes outside the village because there's been heavy fighting between Al-Shabaab and government forces.
At least there is some help here in Baidoa, and new forms of help.
So you all have mobile phones, and you're all getting paid money on them, is that right? $75 a month?
So this is something that's changed since Somalia's last famine. Everyone has phones now. Ahmed Gandhi works for a local charity using phones to support families directly.
Giving a food is not cost-effective. Money is good.
Money is better.
Yeah, money is better.
And are you seeing that happening now more in Somalia, more money being given as aid?
Absolutely. This year, most assistance is cash assistance, and that's the best approach.